sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi summoned.
Thank you, Yami, and let us introduce ourselves. My name is Isabel.
And I'm Dylan. We are an anime gaming couples podcast. I'm a 20-year veteran of the culture, and I'm leading my wife through all the amazing worlds, everything anime and video game-wise that she hasn't experienced yet.
Come check us out.
Hello and welcome to all new and veteran weebs to the Simping for Senpai podcast, where we make it our goal to make sure that you watch your goddamn animes. This show will contain adult language, lewd things, and talks of waifus, best girls, who's the queen of the harem, you know, that sort of thing. If you want to simp, then go ahead and simp for us. Notice me simply.
Welcome all my new and veteran weebs to the newest episode of the Simping for Senpai podcast. I am your fall enjoying Thanksgiving loving fat motherfucker right now, Mr. Anime Tedious Expert himself, Mr. Ash Basham. Yep.
There's no need for self-degrading here or self-loathing.
I ate a lot, man. Fuck.
Okay. I know.
Yeah.
It's your loving pal Ace.
Okay. I had a shit ton during this shit, and I still have like some leftovers, not a whole lot, which I'm thoroughly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we have a shit ton leftovers, but we like chowed the hell down.
That's good. Yeah, we had like, I'm sure I told you, and so I hosted Thanksgiving 2 days in a row for different sides of my family, and so we still have a lot of leftovers, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be taking that for the rest of the week for work. Which is fine, because, you know, you could, like, do different things with it, but
yeah,
yesterday the taste of turkey was kind of getting to me, and I was just like, turkey again?
Mm-hmm.
Yams again? Pie again? You know, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but eating the same food for, you know, the last 4 days is can be a little tiring.
It can be.
Yes, it can, definitely.
We spoil ourselves too much, that's why.
So what's on the agenda today, Ash? What are we going to be doing, talking about? Since I know Sai isn't here, Sai is under the weather currently.
Get well soon, dude. Like, honestly, when he told us that, I was like, damn, that sucks.
No, it's okay. You know, get well soon, Sai. I'm sure he's going to listen to the podcast, or the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just get well, you know, so we don't want to force him to.
No, yeah, I don't want to force him to do anything he's, he can't do right now. Especially recordings, and if he's under the weather, it's gonna take a toll on the body.
Yeah, it does.
I've done it a few times, and it sucks.
Yeah, no, I understand. I take my health overall, you know, mental health, physical health, emotional health, very serious. So, yeah. Well, Sai got the day off.
Yeah, he did. He got the day off. There is a couple of things I do want to start out with because we're in that realm now of season where it was Thanksgiving not that long ago. It was only like a few days ago. But when this comes out on Wednesday, it would have been like 6 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But like I actually went up and asked everyone in the Discord community, like, hey, you know what? Go put something down about like what you are, what you were thankful for. And I kind of want to read most of the ones that we have because there wasn't that many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that people definitely participated in all that. And I thought it was like, it was just a good gesture that, that everyone did. And I was like, was kind of happy that everyone, like so the people that are there, that at least did it. Like fans from us, people that we've done episodes with. People we collaborated with are ones that are on there. So we don't have that many of them. I just want to get through them pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start with Sugoi Summit. Good old Dylan over there. Mm-hmm. Like he chimes in with thank the universe for putting me perfectly in the timeline of the world to be exactly 30 years that One Piece has dropped. Can't believe wow. that. Yeah, can't believe before the age of 35, I get to experience the most perfect storyline of in all of animated history mm-hmm. in full. And the Goda, which is the goat Oda, mm-hmm. is strong enough to champ such a story, working weekly for the past 30 years and never dropping the ball. That's the like that one is a really I like this one because he's mm-hmm. thankful for because it's not just the fact that like his love for anime, it's just his love for One Piece. And I think that's mm-hmm. phenomenal. I love that.
That's great.
Yeah, that one's really, really good. Like, mm-hmm. shouts out to you, Dylan. It's been a minute. Should probably get you on an episode again pretty soon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind getting like more podcasters on to do just like a random fucking one, like mm-hmm. someday in the mints.
Of course. I miss Askeek. I want Ask to come back on and vice versa. I want to do his. What was it, were they weekly trivia mm-hmm. games? But that was pretty cool. I really liked the segment, so shout out AthGeek. That's insane. Honestly, I mean, you know, I haven't seen One Piece yet. I feel like everyone knows how long my anime list is. So, like, technically, I need to watch Bleach, most of Naruto before I start One Piece. But I'm not watching Boruto. So I'm just to get that out of the way, I'm not watching that. But it's crazy how amazing people talk about One Piece. Like I never bash on like any anime. I'm not that type of, you already know, like I'm not that type of mm-hmm. anime fan to say, oh, that show is mid, oh, that show is crap, that show's not good. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if it's from an anime I've never seen. But 100% of the time I've heard nothing but good things about it. My cousin tells me One Piece is goated. I believe him. Sugoi Summit, I believe him too, you know. It's just, and I know Netflix knows how big One Piece is, so that's why they did that live action series. And Netflix is hit or miss with their live action series. It's mostly missed. But like it's insane how one person could be doing this, and it's weekly, right? Oda does he take breaks?
He's taking a few breaks.
Okay.
He's taking a few. Not as much as like a. I don't want to use the word seasoned manga writer because he's been doing it for so damn long.
It's like 30. Is it more than 30 years?
Well, I think One Piece started circulation as like late 1998, early 1999. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. So it's mm-hmm. pretty much close to going on 30 years. It'll be 2029 by the time it's 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, that's still a long time for him. Pretty much essentially doing one series. That's
exactly
impressive. And it's stood the test of time so far. It has. It's insane.
The solidarity that One Piece has is incredibly insane. And the continuity that Goda himself does, bro, is peak. Because I have seen some parts of the story, obviously. My first episode was... What was it, Gear 5 that I watched? Some people were saying that I spoiled myself, and I'm like, I was already spoiled by the manga panels, so I figured, you know, already might as well. And that episode, it was like my very first One Piece episode, and I found it really awesome, especially like for Gear 5, like the cartoony Looney Tunes type of vibe that it gave out. But it was cool, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It is a little loony. The thing is with One Piece, though, it's like, it's shonen.
Yeah.
It's shonen. So, like, it's most of all the stories when it comes to shonen, it's the journey, the people they meet along the way, the enemies that they defeat, mm-hmm. even recruit. Like, that's all part of the overarching, like, main plot. But One Piece is kind of different in that because it feels like, it doesn't feel like they're because even Sai said this before, they're not really arcs, they're like sagas. They're sagas. Mm-hmm. So okay. Each one of them can technically be considered like their own independent stories, but you still have to watch like the beginning portions of it to understand like why certain characters are like that, some of the backstories and all that stuff, which is incredibly insane. That it egregiously, it's not a long series. There are other ones that are way longer. And I've made like trivia questions based on that before as well. It's like, yes, One Piece is 1,000 episodes, but it's not horrendously long. It's not freaking Sazae-san, but Sazae-san's it's a children's show.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing's been around since 1969 and still putting out episodes today. It's been doing it weekly. It has over 6,700 episodes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, people can watch it, can make time for that thing. It's not a thing. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. But when you try to like compare it to like other things on top of that, it's like there are other it's mostly shown as usually really long as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you might as well just start checking it out now because it's gonna be coming to an end probably pretty soon. Especially for people that have never really dipped their toes into One Piece. It's like, from my experience in One Piece, the first like 20 something episodes are gonna be very hit or miss for everybody because it takes a minute. It literally does take a while until you can still start enjoying. That's why I started reading it. I'm on chapter 100. But even then, it's like, it took me a while, even when I was reading it, to get a little bit more invested into it. And it's taking me a while. It still is. Like, trust me, like, I know, I get it. It's One Piece, but reading it, I think, is a little bit more overwhelming than watching it. Like, honestly. Because you get more details in it when you're reading it from them watching it. But also, it's the fact that, like, you kind of really have to pay attention to everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Because Dylan has told me this before. There's stuff that happens from, like, chapter one that, like, reappears again in, like, chapter, like, 1,000 something. And it's like, I would not be able to remember that. But you kind of have to pay attention to everything.
Yeah.
But no, like, One Piece, though, it's like, people should just still just give it a shot regardless. Like, just go give it a shot. You can give your opinions about it later after you at least watched. I honestly would, like, give or take, I hear this from some people all the time, at least to, like, episode 100 and something. Like, that's when it's, like, it gets to be the epic it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hear something differently from some people, which I understand. But it's, like, once you get to, was it? Not Alabasta. I think Alabasta's that one. I'm not sure. Like, I know there's somebody in... Some One Piece fans gonna like correct me on that thing. Like, I do want the correction. Please give me the correction. I don't remember what arc it is, but it's essentially I'm pretty sure it's Alabasta. That was the arc. I'm not 100% sure, but it's like within like the close to 100. That's when it kind of starts getting crazier. It gets better.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The story just starts like clicking a bit more. That's around there. But I'm like I said, those of you that are out there that are One Piece fans, just let me know down below in the comments, whether Spotify or any of the spots that you guys are listening to this thing from. Oh, and by the way, go join our Discord. Not a shameless plug. Cool. Yeah, not too bad. I'm going to read out the rest of them. Next one's from Tyler. Okay. I'm definitely thankful that anime is such a big thing these days and that I was able to start doing something that I really enjoy with a few friends, which also lets me meet so many awesome people in this space. Definitely one of my best years in recent time. Big W's. Correct. No, Tyler. You're correct, man. Tyler's from the Anime D-Gens podcast. He was a guest here on the show. We had so much fun with him on here.
Mm-hmm.
I was also a guest on his show as well, where we talked about anime tropes, and they did a little like deep dive interview about me, which was really, really fun. Like, and they want to do something with us coming up, so go check out their stuff. They throw like 4 episodes a week.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. It's a lot. So if you guys ever want to keep, like, they try to do breakdowns of animes like as they're airing, so that's why they have so many episodes. Go check them out and all that stuff. Tyler's a fun dude. Hey, his podcast is a fucking fun one to listen to. But no, I agree with him. Like, honestly, like, this day and age, honestly, right now, it's the best time to be an anime fan. It's the best time to, like, start watching anime.
Of course, I agree. I feel like the last, I don't know, what do you think, like, 5 years, at least in my take, it's been
I think 10.
Pop culture is 10? You think 10?
I say the last 10 because 2012, 2013 was like essentially the resurgence of like anime. Because like, it's just, think about it this way, man. That's like, I think it was like 2010, 2011 where they called it like the dark times of like anime. That was when we had like really there really wasn't a direction for like a lot of people to go to, like on when it comes to most of that stuff. Now, when we look at, let's like for instance, I'm actually like on here right now. I'm gonna start winter 2012. I'm gonna start here, and then I'm probably gonna find something that maybe most people would be like, oh, okay, so that makes sense. Why like around this time when anime started getting pretty good. Okay, so winter 2012. I'm gonna start here. I'm gonna try to find just two animes from 2012, from winter to like fall, and to see like essentially why I think that is. So the first thing I'm looking at right now, dude, 2012 was the year that High School DxD came out. The first season of High School
DxD. First season?
The very, very first season. I'm only bringing up High School DxD. It's because it's like an ecchi staple.
It is.
Like, anytime when people, like, think of ecchi, most of the time when people see waifus, most of the time when it comes to ecchi series, it's usually High School DxD.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I love High School DxD.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of people like it. I think the first season was fine. Like, there's nothing really, like, pops out, but I think the later seasons, they get crazier, but they actually start having something of, like, an actual legit story, which I think is pretty fucking hilarious. Yeah. It's like, honestly, like, 2012 is probably one of those years where I feel that it has a lot of actually good animes that you can watch on there. And people, like, know most of these names. And, like, here's the second one that I can easily pinpoint in 2012. Daily Lives of High School Boys. That's one of my favorite comedies to watch. Like, if you guys have not seen comedies, go watch them. It's so fucking funny. It's great. It's a really, really good show. All right. So, yeah, that's only winter. I'm moving on to spring now. So, spring, as you can see, we have Kuroko's Basketball.
Okay.
Like, that came out 2012, which is, like, it's one of the more action-based, like, sports animes as well that's out there. I've seen it. It's fine. I don't think it's really good. It's very Yuri-baiting show, but it's a really decent show to watch. Like, if you really want to get into, like, sports animes, like, Kuroko's is actually a pretty good one from the 2012s. Like, go check that one out. It's pretty impressive. All right, so, and then, I mean, let's go with another one. This one's probably one that a lot of people never really heard of because, you know, you have to be, like, a fan of this type of animation style and the studio. It's Hyouka. Hyouka is, like, I watched Hyouka, like, 2 years ago, and holy shit, did I really like it. It's done by KyoAni. KyoAni, and people that know KyoAni, their animation is, like, top-notch for all the stuff that they normally do. It's so good. Go check it out. Such a good one.
Okay.
We got your boy here, Sword Art Online, dude. Came out 2012.
Oh, yeah, because I know Season 2 came out 2014, so I know it was a couple years after.
Yeah, summertime was essentially the Sword Art Online time that we, most people probably are barely getting their glimpse of it, especially if you, like, haven't really seen it. Dude, that one is, honestly, that's one of the best starter animes to actually watch. Like, I do recommend. Yeah, I always tell people, just go watch
Sword Art. Yeah. Like, I don't want to say everyone, but the... Yeah. Like, you know that, like, I mean, I watched anime, obviously, as growing up, Toonami, Cartoon Network, and things like that.
Correct.
But it was only those, like, I didn't get a taste of the, like, more of, like, the expanded anime verse, right? Like, so I did start again with Sword Art, and I fell in love with it. And after Sword Art, you know, I started watching more anime, and then Season 2 came out. And yeah, Sword Art Online, it's a great starter anime to watch.
Yeah. That's why I said that, like, the last 10 years are probably, like, some of the best stuff to, like, watch right now. Like, now I'm in fall 2012. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure literally comes out. The first part 1 and part 2 come out in 2012. Psycho Pass, a really good, like, freaking futuristic cyberpunk fucking style, like, mystery sci-fi anime. Really good. The second season sucks. But the very first season of it is amazing if you guys have not even checked that one out. I mean, shit, I'm actually going to pull out one that, like, I know most people probably have never really seen unless you're, like, you really enjoy, like, slice of life and stuff like that. There's one called The Pet Girl of Sakuruso. That one was one of the ones that I found a lot of love for. It's a really interesting show that... This concept actually does get played very, very often, especially, like, in the slice of lives and also some shoujos, but just a bunch of misfits living in, like, a dormitory for, like, a for like a, I think it's in like a prep, it was like a prep high school or it was like an artistic high school. I don't remember which one it was. It's one of those two, but it's like a high, it's like a little more of a high end type of high school where people get to choose essentially like their career paths just from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting one. Like I tell people go watch it because one, the characters are very, very compelling. And they're literally just a bunch of Band of Misfits. Like, that's all it really is. And it's a fun little ride just going through their lives. And as they also explore their true feelings as well on top of that. Because growing up, we don't understand these types of things. But in this show, they kind of start slowly trying to see if they can start understanding feelings. It's a great show. I personally enjoy it. I love it. People need to actually go check it out because it's actually not a bad one to watch. All right, and then I'm going to probably go over one more random season. Let's go like 2014. Like 2014 is probably like one of those years that like is one that I know for a fact. It's like a baller year. All right, so I'm in 2014. I'm in spring. The first thing I see is Haikyuu.
Oh, of course.
Haikyuu started 2014. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 3 Stardust Crusaders started in 2014. I'm going to get shit for this show because I actually like this show, but I know a lot of people fucking hate it because it's the concept of it's pretty bad. The Irregular and Magic High School. I like this show personally because of the stuff that happens in there where they use science as like magic. Or magic is used as a science, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. So it's engineered and like made and tuned and function that way. The main character is kind of like a whatever's main character, but he's like a OP badass the entire time.
Yeah.
But also he's kind of in love with his sister, which also was the reason why, like, I would say like a lot of people were not really going to want to watch this.
Yeah.
The show is not bad. Like the animation styles, everything is not bad. It's just the interactions him and his sister usually have is what would throw a lot of people off.
Is it that trope, the sibling trope or the, what is it called? The
SISCON. But it's it's mostly the sister engaging on the stuff and
sister complex.
Yeah, there's a sis. It's kind of a sister complex, but he doesn't have one. She kind of has one for her brother. It's like a brother complex.
Okay.
But I mean, like he kind of like goes along with it because he can't. This is kind of spoilery from the story, but I'm gonna say it anyways. The only reason why he is like that is because his body and mind is kind of like trained to only share emotions with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the family ran their specific, like, they have like a specific magical technique that they only know because they're also separated by like certain type of magic prowess as well, and they have like one thing that's specific and they literally keep it in the family. Literally keep it in the family. So it's like it's awful when I say it that way, but this show is actually not a bad show. It's just that aspect of it will throw a lot of people off, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of shit for it from people, but I don't care. I think the show wasn't half bad. Yeah. And then let's go for like one more random ass show that's probably on here that most people might know and might actually want to actually take a look and watch, because like some of these shows are actually really, really good. This one's actually not a bad one. This one's called The World Is Still Beautiful. I love this one. It's very, very random too. And all this is just this girl who's like a princess from like another like kingdom is essentially becoming the wife of everyone considers this king to kind of be ruthless and all that stuff. But once we actually see who the king is, the king is kind of just a child. He's like 13, like 12, 13 years old. And the girl that's supposed to be his queen, she's like, I think she's like 16 or 17. But they're doing this to make a deal with the kingdom to try to help them out because their kingdom is a poor kingdom while the king's kingdom is like a very rich kingdom. But there's also a reason why she's going there, and she has like a very specific ability that lets when she sings, it starts raining, and that's the ability of their like kingdom. Like they can bring rain and all that stuff. And the thing is, this dude's kingdom's had like droughts for like years.
Okay.
And they've been trying to figure out ways of doing it. This was the only solution they can do it. But then you start seeing their relationship go on and all that stuff build up together and knowing that, like, they really cannot live without each other because they really do need something. Because one headstrong king doesn't get breaks and stuff like that. she's there to kind of like help him calm down, do all that stuff. He opens up a bit more, and I think that's pretty fucking cool. Like, honestly, because like, he's just been so reserved. It's a really good show. Like, people should definitely check that one out.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think 2018 is also known as like the god of like anime like years too, because I believe we had like the insanity of like what was that thing? 2018 had Devilman Crybaby, I believe it was, and I'm pretty sure we had like Megalobox coming out during that time as well.
Ooh, Megalobox is great. I don't think I finished Devilman Crybaby, but I have heard great things about it.
Ooh, I was right. Yeah, 2018. Spring 2018, Megalobox. Boom, it's right there.
Okay.
Like 2018 in general has like a lot of good animes, and it's one of those years where people definitely should just go watch a bunch of shit. We have that. We have Hinamatsuri, which is one of Sai's favorite freaking slice of lives on there. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. We have like season 3 of freaking Food Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Food Wars is also another one you should definitely watch because that was also during that time. And then like, right now, what do we have right now? We have like JJK season 2 out right now. We have we had Demon Slayer, it's like season 3, which is the Swords Village arc.
Yeah.
That one was like surprisingly really well animated. Such a good one. We had fucking like a My Hero Academia too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most recent season, My Hero was really good.
Yeah. It was great. Demon Slayer. Oh, I love Demon Slayer. Yeah. I want more.
Mm-hmm.
I want more JJK.
I know, right? Yeah. But yeah, no, Tyler, yeah, no, you are right. We are in like the perfect time for anime. Last 10 years, some of the best stuff that you can probably watch right now. I watch a lot of older stuff too, and some of that stuff is very, very popular or making a resurgence, aka Rurouni Kenshin. Like that is out right now, the newest version of it. It's pretty good. It's well animated. Go check it out.
Okay.
Cool. All right, and then Hiberna, which is that's Zach, I believe. Zach's the one that does Senju World.
Okay.
And he also put down. I'm thankful my Thanksgiving was last month. He's also Canadian, so I forgot to mention that he's Canadian. So they have theirs in October. We have ours in November.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he had his last month and he says, and I can just relax with no kids this weekend, which is great, man. Yeah, nice. Dude, take time to relax, man. Chill out. Do what you got to do. You have a weekly show. So, I mean, that also takes a toll just doing that as well. Mm-hmm. So I understand how that feels. We used to be weekly, then we changed to biweekly. So, yeah, it wasn't even for that long. And then Mike Oxmo, who is also known as Justin. He's a great buddy of the show as well. Been a while since I've talked to that guy, but he says he's thankful for learning opportunities, which honestly every day in life nowadays is now a learning opportunity, and I agree with him on that thing, because
same,
like even with me, like me with my work, I can't really, there is no like downtime with my type of work. I have to like learn something like almost every damn day, something new every day, so learning opportunities always come and go. And I understand that.
No, of course.
Yeah. Cuckoo. Well, not only does like anime and stuff like that when it comes to Thanksgiving just come together, but also we got our very first glimpse of Luffy in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it kind of ended in disaster, which kind of sucked.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. Okay, so I watched the video, like 3 different videos, and they all come from like different angles. So the weather was kind of windy that day.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the people were kind of like, they were holding the float for that thing, was kind of getting pulled by the wind a bit. And you can see in the slight corner, the Luffy's hat gets hit by a tree. And the ring for his hat, essentially the brim of it, it deflates. It started deflating, which sucked because it's like, oh man, it's like the whole entire balloon was still perfectly fine. It's just the rim of his hat, it just was deflated, and everyone was just, like, upset. Even, like, on freaking X, I was reading a bunch of comments of people just posting on things, like, damn, that sucks. Mm-hmm. It's like, the Straw Hats won't live on because of the fucking Straw Hat didn't fucking survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, that sucks. It's just interesting because it's like, the Macy's Day Parade has had anime actual floats. But this is the first time we actually have Luffy from One Piece, just in general, One Piece just mentioned in the actual Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade.
That's amazing.
Christ, that's a lot of fucking tongue twisters in that bitch.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of One Piece, I did see a post on Instagram. Now Google has confirmed that One Piece collaborates with Los Angeles Rams for NFL game.
You know, the funny part is, I think it was...
That's amazing. I love that. I think they're the first NFL team to collab with an anime, which is, I think, amazing. And I do follow the NFL on Instagram and players. And I think, I can't remember the timeline, but three NFL players were walking in with anime shirts and anime merch on, bro. And reading the comments, it was all positivity. They're like, oh man, like that's anime drip. It's really cool. And I love it, you know, because players promote their favorite animes. And I'm a Chargers fan, sadly. Herbert's my boy. Love Herbert. Love a lot of players on that team.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I really love is the Chargers schedule release animation. The last 2 years it's been anime related, and it's so good. The Chargers social media team's really good.
Dude, whoever that guy is, man, that guy deserves like a fucking raise, dude.
Exactly.
Like, honestly, man. Like, he's been like working his ass off with all that shit, and it's pretty fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh. If, you know, I don't know if our listeners watch NFL football, you could just go on YouTube and put Los Angeles Chargers anime schedule release, and you will not be disappointed. There's so many tropes and, muse that they do, and it's just so amazing.
Yeah, that's why I like whenever I hear or I see shit when they post something about like anime and stuff like that. Or they, dude, well, I think it was like either the beginning of this year or it was last, or like towards the end of last year. I don't remember what it was, but there was like three players all dressed up as like Akatsuki's, and they just like were walking to the locker room. I thought that was fucking hilarious. That was funny as hell.
That was this year. That was this Halloween.
It was this Halloween. Okay. See, I knew it was like I knew it was like.
That's another thing too. Yeah. During Halloween, they were dressed up as I think it was the Jets players. I could be wrong, but
it was either the Jets or it was the Saints because I know Jamal Williams. He's like a Naruto fan.
Yeah.
I know he is. And then like, here's a crazy one because this is what my buddy was the one who actually told me about this. So in the WWE currently right now, there is a superstar. His name is Omos. He's like this tall, he's like 7'2". Like they build him as being like he's from Nigeria and all that stuff. Like he's just a monster. Like I think he actually is from Nigeria though. But like they bring him in as a menace and stuff like that. And it's like a monster heel and stuff like that. On X, he's like a completely different person.
Oh, snap.
He talks to fans all the damn time, and there was a fan that literally asked him, and I don't have the tweet anymore. I had it saved on my phone a while ago, but I started getting rid of stuff on my phone. But there was a tweet that said like, "Hey, do you like anime? I fucking love anime." Like that was his response. So he's like, "I fucking love anime." He's all like, "I grew up watching Naruto. I love Naruto." He goes like, "Pokemon's been like was there all the damn time."
Oh, Pokemon!
Blah, blah, blah. And he goes like. Because like Bleach gets just throws down all the damn time. Like he just was listing a bunch of stuff like that. It's like it's also the same thing recently too with like Michael B. Jordan as well. When he did his recent interview as well, I think it's with GQ, and he was talking about like his influences when it comes
anime.
To like anime in general. But it was about Creed 3, and he was taking inspiration from like Hajime no Ippo.
I did read about that. There were some shots in Creed 3 where it's like anime, you know, like you take a hit and you can see the force behind the person come out. Oh, that was Creed 3 was great. I love the fight scene.
Yeah. So, well, because the funny part is like that also added to like a small thing that happened online where people were like kind of raiding his list of like starter animes.
Uh huh.
And here's the funny part. And this is the same thing I always say all the time. It's like, I don't like recommending people a long ass shit. He recommended a bunch of long ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, go watch Naruto. Naruto is about 750 something plus episodes. He's like, go watch One Piece. One Piece is 1,000 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Go watch Bleach. Bleach is almost it's about 400 episodes. So it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Like...
I remember, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I remember watching an interview during Creed 3 with Jonathan Majors. And he told him that I think Michael B. Jordan told him to watch anime, to watch the Brotherhood that Itachi and Sasuke.
Yeah.
He told, I believe, I could be wrong, because it's been a minute since I've seen that interview, but he basically told him to watch Naruto to understand, like, the Brotherhood that, you know, that they had in the movie. And I just thought that's great. And I do follow Michael B. Jordan, and I did love his post when he went to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It was just awesome, you know. That's another inspiration that, you know, I want to go, that we're going to go to Japan this spring, so I'm super excited. We could probably do an episode on that as well.
We could probably record something there.
In Japan? Yeah, heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we have our phones, we can easily do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have the list now. So you said One Piece, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Bleach, and Hunter x Hunter. I think the one I would probably recommend first out of all those ones will probably be Hunter x Hunter.
It's shorter.
Yes, because definitely it's shorter. It's like 138,
I think. 138.
Yeah. Like, I would prefer them getting used to that one. Granted, the story's not done. That's what sucks.
The ending of episode 138 it blew my mind.
Yeah. So Hunter x Hunter would be the one I would probably recommend from this one that's from Michael B. Jordan's list. But even everyone online was just like kind of bashing is it's like, dude, it's like a lot of people don't have like attention spans as long as you think. Like, if it was me, I could probably knock these ones out within probably the next year for sure. That's if I like commit myself to watching all that. But like a 10-year, like a 12-year-old or like someone my age, probably, or even close to my age, like between that age range, they might not want to watch these because most people have different attention spans, different life and all that shit. It's like not everyone's gonna like the same thing, but I like the fact that he at least is giving people like that, showing even someone as famous as him, as rich as he is, he's still a fucking nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that he likes to show that.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to bring up two more things. It's just we can wrap this up so we can get started on our main topic. Okay. This one blew my mind. So everyone knows that a lot of public libraries, they usually always, they have a lot of different types of books, manga, stuff like that. Well, here's the funny part. The New York Public Library, they usually never post about them putting manga ever, because it's like, to them, they don't really consider it, like, they have manga there, but they never go out and say, like, you should definitely go check these things out, though.
Mm-hmm.
But this year alone, they list their best books for teens, and four of them are mangas.
That's so great. I love hearing stuff about this, man. I really do.
Yeah, this is the first time where like we're getting something from like public knowledge, which is our public library, especially New York's one of the biggest ones. They're pretty much saying like these are four fucking mangas you should definitely read as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the funny part: I've been reading one of them, and I finished reading one of them that's actually on this list, and it's phenomenal that these are on here. So the first one, and I've talked about this one before, I just have not talked about this one in depth.
Mm-hmm.
It's Akane Banashi. That one is a fucking insanely interesting one for people to go check out. It's essentially just, it's storytelling. Like, you ever see, like, I don't want to get this wrong because I'm going to get shit for it, but they do, like, theater style type of stuff where it involves, like, classical music of, like, Japan. Like, that's what the manga is really about. It's just like this girl is essentially just becoming part of that entire world because she's like the daughter of like someone else that like has done like that type of stuff. And it's a very interesting take on that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I recommend people check it out because it's actually a very interesting read. I'm not giving it as much due credit as for me telling this because it's really difficult to kind of actually say this thing without like having to go in depth into it because like there's no way I can give it just words just with like a couple of sentences without me going more into depth into it. Mm-hmm. But trust me on this thing, it's not a bad manga to read. Go check it out. It's actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right. The next one is called Love's Insight. I have not read this one, but this one supposedly it got recommended by them. So I think this one might be an interesting one to read. I might check it out because now after hearing about this one, I kind of want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, just by looking at the cover of it, it seems like it's like one of the. It looks like it's a ROM for sure. Looks like it's two different types of people, like a tall dude and a short girl. So that's also another thing I kind of do like. Mm-hmm. It's like when I have like mismatched characters, stuff like that. Those are freaking interesting. Kind of want to check that one out. And then the other two, the next one is called The Moon on a Rainy Day, on a Rainy Night. Mm-hmm. This one, I never really heard of it. It's only been around since like 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's only got 5 volumes so far. So I kind of want to check this one out. And it's also serialized by Kodansha. So you can easily find that everywhere if you want to. I'm trying to find like a synopsis for this thing. I don't really see one. One rainy day, Saki is rushing to a piano lesson when she crashes into a beautiful long-haired girl, dropping her music sheets in the process. Saki stutters an apology, but the girl simply hands back her sheet notes and leaves without a word. Saki begins her first day of high school the following morning, only to find the stranger from the night before sitting at the desk next to her. She learns that the girl's name is Kanon, and that she is not quite completely deaf, but very hard of hearing. Oh, okay. So it's essentially these two just becoming friends. Essentially, that's what it seems like. And then they might grow into a relationship with each other. And okay. It is listed as girl's love. So, a Yuri. So I'm actually kind of down for this one. I actually want to read this one.
Yeah, sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it does sound pretty intriguing. I kind of want to check this one out. And the last one, this one's a really good one. I really like this one. This is probably one of those mangas that like I'm surprised I never read this one in the past like 3 to 4 years. It's called The Summer Hikaru Died. I like this one. This one is one of those few that like I could not put it down when I was reading it. It's pretty short. I think it's only like 20 something chapters. I'm gonna open my phone because it's on my phone right now. So I'm gonna open my phone really, really quick. Where is it? Where are you? I know I read you recently. What the fuck are you? God damn it.
Cue Jeopardy music now.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, cue the Jeopardy music right fucking now because it's gonna be a minute for me to find this. Yeah, dude, I have so many fucking manga on my goddamn app. It's just ridiculous. I know I have that one. I know I've read that one too. So I don't know why I'm taking so long to fucking. God damn it, dude. Why is this taking... Oh, here it is. A summary card. 20 chapters.
Okay. Well, that's short.
It's short.
It's fairly new? New?
Kinda. It came out... The Summer Hikaru Died. It came out... 2021.
It's not...
It's fairly new.
Is it on hiatus or is it monthly or
no? It's a short one. It's short. It was a short manga. It's literally the summer. It just tells the story of that summer.
Oh,
it's only 20 chapters. It's short. Like
the mangas do not
have to be long.
So the story finished. It finished. It didn't get canceled or anything.
Nope. No. It did what it's supposed to do, and it's done. It's a really good read. 20 chapters. You can easily kill it in a day.
Damn.
A really good story. It's a little boy lovish, but there's a reason why it is, though.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, those are four that the New York Public Library the ones that recommend. That's pretty interesting. Okay. I hope they actually recommend more, and see if they can get people to start reading manga.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this last one, I have to bring this one because it's a series that I love. I've been reading it and watching it. Oshinoko second season's airing 2024.
That's one of the next animes I'm gonna watch is Oshinoko.
It's the first episode's long, but I know. I'm on chapter like 120 something right now, and they're like on almost a chapter 140. I'm gonna essentially be caught up probably by the halfway through December.
Okay.
It's a really good story. Like, reading it is amazing. There's a lot of people that didn't like the anime. It's different, though. It's a very different storytelling.
From the anime?
No. Well, just in general.
Okay.
Because, like an anime like this one,
mm-hmm.
I can't really say much about it unless you've read the first volume or watched at least the first episode.
Okay.
Because this one's literally, I cannot, I, the only thing I can tell you is this, this series is about the entertainment district, or the entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
and the dark side behind it.
That's what I've heard. I mean, I got spoiled by the first episode. Like, I know the gist of that episode, but it is really interesting. Yes. And I don't want to talk about it due to spoilers, but yeah. It does intrigue me, because is it like a murder mystery, or a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. And
I will say yes to that one, because that kind of is what the main premise of it deals with.
Okay.
The thing is, though, it's kind of a mind game most of the time, because mm-hmm. the main character is trying to figure that out.
Nice.
But the only way to figure that out is you have to get in deep with how the entertainment industry works.
Okay.
Yeah. But the problem,
cool, though.
But the problem is, like, there's some people that are not really going to like it because of, like, how it begins. That's the thing.
Mm.
I, on the other hand, like this type of storytelling, because I don't get to see this type of storytelling that
often. Yeah.
Because everything has almost been the exact same thing. This one's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is slightly different than most of the other stuff is. Because there's a mixture of everything. There's music, there's idol stuff that's involved in it, there's murder, mystery involved in it as well. I like this series a lot. It might not be for everybody, but I'm telling you, this show, if you don't want to even watch the anime, just go read the manga. Manga's mm-hmm. fucking good. Like, it's amazing. It's definitely becoming in my top 10 favorite mangas of all time, for sure. Yes. There is, like, it, and it's really hard for me to pinpoint, like, specific manga series to be in my top 10. Like, I instantly already had the Quintessential Quintuplets in my top 10. It's one of the very few that I've romance series I really enjoyed, and mm-hmm. it stood out pretty well. Re:Life is in there. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is in there. But there's a reason for JoJo's, because I love JoJo's. Oshinoko is right there. It's like number 10. Right?
Nice.
And holy shit, it's a really good series. Like I said, if you're not going to watch it, go read it, because it's going to take like 4 to 5 seasons until I think this thing's going to be over. Because there is no, because the spot where it ends in the first season of the anime, you're barely like grasping it, dude. It's like not even where it gets massive yet.
Okay.
It got massive like around chapter like 60s. And that's not even the halfway mark.
No, damn.
Yeah, and dude, I'm in a chapter like 120 right now, and the shit is getting very, very interesting, like insanely good again. And it's like, holy nice. Crap. Yeah, because I thought that they solved one specific thing, but no, they threw another loop in there, and I was like, oh, shit. Wow. Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck, okay, no, we need to continue watching this shit. This shit's, I need to continue reading this. This is really good. Yeah, so I have another buddy of mine, and you met him before, Brandon. He's also reading mm-hmm. this too. He loves that one, too. He likes the author to that one, because it's the same author that did Kaguya-sama. Love is War.
Nice.
And also, Kaguya makes a... He told me Kaguya makes a cameo in Oshinoko as well. In one of the chapters. I just didn't see her in any of them yet.
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit of in-series universe shit.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, so we were originally going to do Kengan Ashura, the series, but since Sai's not here, we kind of wanted him to be here to do that mm-hmm. one. And then you also haven't finished the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also the other reason too, but the main reason why is because we kind of want, because I wanted to hear his opinions about it and see if like he actually kind of like my opinions about it, because I actually like, I'll give you a sneak preview. So mm-hmm. I actually, when Kengan Ashura first came out, I dropped it after the second episode. I did not like it.
Like the story, the animation,
everything. And then I watched episode 3. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to stop right there, because I want to save that for when we actually record that episode.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I started episode 3. And yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah.
All right. So, but right now we're going to do kind of a rundown of like the stuff that we've been watching this season in general. I mean, and then also we can also bring in stuff that we've also been watching that they're not from the season on top of that. Mm-hmm. But I actually want to bring up, before you start, I want to bring up one, because I don't know if you watched it already, but mm-hmm. I binged the Scott Pilgrim anime.
Oh, I know it came out. I haven't seen it yet.
I binged it with my Brandon.
How many episodes is it?
It's like 10 episodes.
Okay.
It's not that long. It's not that long. All I gotta say, I kind of want to do a review on this thing too.
Okay.
But we'll make it a review after King and Ashura. Okay. But all I gotta say is, if you remember the movie, like, a lot of that stuff does not appear in this thing because it's a different telling of it, and it's fucking done well.
Okay.
The music is phenomenal. That's all I gotta say. And you're probably already guessing what I'm probably gonna score it just by hearing my excitement of this thing, but I'm not mm-hmm. gonna tell anybody because that's a secret mm-hmm. until then. But everyone, go watch it though. I really, really enjoyed it. And they brought back all the original fucking cast to voice the English shit, and it's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Michael Cera.
Dude. Okay.
I saw a clip of it. It looks cool.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I watched it dubbed the whole entire time just because I wanted to hear everyone's voices. That's the only reason why. I watched two episodes Japanese, and it's very, very different. Tonally in Japanese. Very tonally.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, so what have you been watching?
So since you mentioned, just gonna go through a little quick.
Go for it.
From summer, because I know I was watching something from summer. Mm-hmm. Continuation of JJK, second season. I love it so far, despite MAPPA's, you know, dilemmas/issues that they're currently having. I'm really hoping that they get to finish the second season, or if anything, put it on like a month break, like, because they did that right after the Hidden Inventory arc. It's like the first 5 episodes, it was like a month break, you know, to have the animators catch up. And I feel like now they should, because I'm not sure if it's confirmed, but I did know that the Sukuna versus Mahoraga fight, I heard that they animated that in like a week, literally a week before it went live. And that's really concerning to me, despite mm-hmm. how amazing the animation was. They're not giving enough time for the artists to be very creative. Like, the direction of season 2 is obviously more darker, but the animation is more simpler, but with more fluidity. And oh my god, I love it. I really do. It makes, like, you know, the freelance artists be a little more creative. And you could tell in like the different different fight scenes, different parts of the storytelling, like the art's a little different, but it's great. That's a tangent I'll like probably say for another episode. Sure. So JJK season 2, Mushoku Tensei season 2 was actually pretty good. Zom 100 is really good. Sucks that there's only 9 episodes right now. Hopefully they could release the last 3 to 4 soon.
By the end of the year, they'll release them. So
hopefully. Knock on wood. Knock mm-hmm. on Kami that it happens. Right. Horimiya Peace, The Missing Pieces. I really love Horimiya. And like, I was surprised how amazing season 1 was. And then it turns out that they literally give so much stuff from the manga to finish it. And I was just like, that's probably the only anime I've seen that, at least for now. Currently, it's the only anime I've seen that they go through the entire manga and have it be amazing. But The Pieces is technically the second season. It's just, you know, pieces that they skipped over, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love Horimiya. Run and Girlfriend season 3 is pretty good, just because I'm a sucker for Run and Girlfriend. Okay, I think that's... I still haven't seen this one. It's on my list. The Masterful Cat is depressed again today.
Damn it, that fucking anime.
I haven't seen it yet, but it has a pretty good rating on MAL. It's on my list on my Crunchyroll, so I'm going to watch it soon. I think that's it for summer from what I've seen. Going into fall for me, The Rising of the Shield Hero season 3, I'm enjoying it. I haven't seen Spy Family season 2 yet. I'm waiting for it to be done, and then I'll watch it. I'm not sure if it is done or not.
Not yet.
Okay, so I'm gonna wait for that to be done so I could binge it, because I love CloverWorks and Witch Studio. Goblin Slayer season 2 is pretty good. I know Tokyo Revengers is airing, haven't seen it. Same with Dr. Stone, haven't seen the newer seasons. Season 2 of Girlfriend came out. Interesting. I haven't seen that one yet. I've seen the first season. It was all right. I haven't seen the second season yet. Frieren. Oh, the Frieren is
good.
It's probably one of my newer favorite type of animes. It's like, what is it? Like sorcery, magic type of... What's the genre that falls under?
Fantasy.
Fantasy, right. So it's like probably my current
favorite. Not surprise, everybody. Fantasy. Actual real fantasy.
Fantasy. I mean, Mushoku Tensei technically is an isekai fantasy, but...
Yes, but I mean, it's like at least they already told us at the beginning it's an isekai, and we're done mm-hmm. with it, and it's just pure fucking fantasy the entire mm-hmm. way, which is great. But mm-hmm. But this one is just pure fantasy, because there are still people that confuse the two. They think mm-hmm. isekai means it's a fucking fantasy most of the time, which is not true.
It's not.
No. It's reincarnation. Yeah.
Yes. Or sent to another world, basically. But Frieren, chef's kiss to Madhouse. They took their time with it.
Madhouse never misses, dude. I'm telling you.
They don't.
That's why they're my number one favorite studio.
Yeah, it's probably my new favorite number one studio. I really like MAPPA, because MAPPA is a product of Madhouse, I believe, right? Like one of the executives or something. Someone from Madhouse left and created MAPPA.
Oh, you're making me work today. I'll look it up. Just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone watch Frieren. The animation's beautiful. The characters are really great. And Frieren's probably my new favorite waifu now. Right now, she's great. MF Ghost, the
dude
sequel to Initial D, is really good. Eurobeats is back, baby. So I love me some Eurobeats. And I think I know I need to watch Overtake. I know there's a firefighter anime I haven't seen yet. I think that's it on my end that like I have seen or want to see.
Okay. I'll get started on mine in a second. It looks like, let's see, the studio was established. Yeah, you're right. MAPPA was co-founded by the former producer of Madhouse.
Let's get it.
That dude was 70 years old. Started MAPPA. Mm-hmm. 70. Jesus Christ.
As much as I really like MAPPA, all the things that they've been doing with the animators, it's not right. They need to stop picking up every anime that they could get their hands on and just stop doing high quality products with tight deadlines. Because JJK season 1, it's amazing animation, a little stiff at times. The composition was okay, but the change from season 1 animation to season 2, it's still this, like, I don't want to say it's the same 100%, but it's mm-hmm. it's less detail, more simpleness, more fluidity. That's why season 2, like the act, I think the fight scenes in season 2 are better than season 1, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I might get heat for it, but yeah. As much as I love season 1 animation, yes, it is detailed. Yes, it is polished, but during the fight scenes, it was probably a little... Some fight scenes were a little choppy.
There was some jank, yeah.
Yeah, but season 2, great. Just reiterating, it sucks that MAPPA's, you know, tight crunch deadline, and that's not right, because it takes years... to create fluid animation. I don't know if I said it last episode, but I literally found out that JJK Zero, the movie, I thought it was done in like a year, because I think Jujutsu Kaisen came out 2020, and I believe JJK Zero came out 2021, 22, one of those years. So I thought, you know, it took like a year to make, but no, I was dead wrong. MAPPA was like, you have 4 months to do it. So literally, JJK Zero was made in 4 months. Yeah, that great animation. And that kind of like hurt me a bit, because it's kind of like, as much as I love the movie, it sucks that they're forced to work on it 4 months. And that type of movie quality takes like at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it just shows that the talent map, like the actual animators that are hired by MAPPA and the freelancers, how much talent like that they have, and that how many talented artists there are. It's just I could go on and on how crappy like MAPPA is with their
just fucking pay them more.
Animators, yeah, just of course pay them more.
Give them a living fucking wage, dude. Like honestly, this is like, dude, I don't know how many times we've preached this on this fucking show, dude. Every single goddamn, it's always the same thing. It's like, this thing is so fucking amazing. Just fucking go pay them more.
Exactly.
Like I don't know how hard that is, but it is very very difficult because they just seem to line their pockets. Else, but it's just a shame though. It's like, but yeah, you were right about this. It came out December 24th, 2020, literally a day before Christmas came out.
Oh damn.
Yeah, and at least like, and here's the funny part: Christmas isn't as celebrated as Japan as like how we celebrate it here, where it's like we get together with families. Christmas to them is like a date night, fucking like time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it makes sense why like it came out the day before Christmas, because it's like, oh cool, like I can hit up the boys and we can go watch fucking JJK or you probably have a girlfriend that like likes anime. It's like, we can go watch JJK together. It's like, it's pretty interesting.
Oh, so the JJK Zero came out December 24th?
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy. Cause I think in the anime and manga, spoiler or not, I don't want to say spoiler. Well, I guess, I mean, JJK has been out. Ghetto's death is actually on New Year's, Christmas Eve in the manga.
Oh, wow. That's
funny. And in the anime, so they did it in real life. They dropped it.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Yeah. They were probably foreshadowing that one then.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. All right. You pretty much went through yours already?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is not as long as yours, to be honest. Because if we technically start at summer, just like how you did.
Mm-hmm.
Mine mainly is My Happy Marriage. It's phenomenal. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's another one I have to watch that I forgot to mention.
That one's so good. Zom 100 should have continued, but I don't know, man. It shit like that, when it comes... They're also a brand new fucking studio, too, that's doing Zom 100. Which kind of sucks, man. That, it just sucks, dude. They should be doing more and more stuff, but Bug Films, dude, oh, man, they essentially were doomed from the start, which sucks, man. After the first one, I kind of figured they're going to continue having more and more delays and shit like that. And I was right.
Why is it delayed?
It's because the first time they got delayed is because somebody got COVID. Mm-hmm. And then production issues happened where they lost some of the fucking animation to one of the scenes, so they had to redo the whole episode, I think it was. And that took like weeks to do, and then production issues again, and then they have to renegotiate time slots for them to go back onto television, because those production errors that happened and production lost issues, money, right? It lost the money and it lost them their time slot.
Dang.
Because remember, because in Japan is a bit different. They have to like, they tell you, you tell them, it's like, hey, we're going to do these slots for the entire show, and we're going to bring them out every week. When they start missing those things, they have to put something there to fill it in. And when they don't have something like that, they get punished for that, which kind of sucks. That's also the reason why, too, is one that they haven't really been airing, because they are trying to negotiate their time slot. So in case they ever have to do another anime, which probably they learned from Zom 100 about this, but also they should be more coordinated and like keep an eye on everything, because they dropped the ball a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, some of that stuff is not their fault. Some of it is not their fault. A good 75% is not their fault. Mm-hmm. COVID stuff, they still take it very, very seriously. So that's one thing. But the other 25%, like somebody like screwing something up, not saved properly and stuff like that, that's like, dude, you gotta keep an eye on that shit. Which I understand it's a new studio, but Jesus, God, that can kill a studio like instantly by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna stop talking about Zom 100 because I'm gonna keep getting annoyed by talking about
attention.
It. Yeah, it's such a fucking good fucking show that should not be relegated to this.
Mm-hmm.
Rurouni Kenshin, man, goddamn, like, it's really nice I'm not caught up yet. I'm only like until episode 8, and it's been phenomenal. People need to go check it out. It's like this is what like how it should have been told from the original. But by God, is it so fucking good and clean? Fuck them, dude. The Masterful Cat. Fuck that show. Like, it's a good show, but I fucking hate the main character. Like, she's a fucking dumbass. She sucks. But the show is actually not a bad show. It's like it's pretty funny. And that's the only gripe I have. I just hate how useless she is.
Yeah.
But the cat is just fucking awesome and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
God, such a fucking good show. Oh my God, dude. This fucking show was supposed to be a hitter, and this is one of the few times when I can actually say Madhouse fucked up. The Gene of AI. The first two episodes were really good, and it shit the bed. I'd say just watch the first three episodes, but after that, don't watch it. It just goes downhill after that. I'm like, dude, it was a good concept, but man, they failed the execution on that thing really bad. Mm. They failed, and I was like, man, and it was going to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the, I think Madhouse collabed with, what did he collab with? It was Tacked-Up Destiny. I really liked the anime.
Dude, the anime was not bad.
Let me see who. Well, on Mao, it's rated 7.15. I think it's the ending. The ending was like okay.
I feel that they could have given it like two seasons. It would have been great. But they only did the whole story in it one whole season. I'm like, ugh.
I think they did it to promote
A mobile game.
A mobile game, which is fine. I'm trying to find that Madhouse and MAPPA. So they did collab and create it. I really like Tacked-Up Destiny. I like the concept of it.
Yeah, it was really good. I really did enjoy that one. That was one that I watched with like in my other show watching Discord with a bunch of the other guys, and they also enjoyed it too. Great OP. The OP was good. I like the characters a lot.
Same. I like the action. The action was really good.
The execution on some characters though kind of like was whatever's.
Yeah. Of course, but the action and music was really good.
Yeah, the ending was it was kind of bad, but I don't know. It's one of those ones that like they should have given it more time. But it just sucked that they're only doing it for like a mobile game, and I think the mobile game's only like Japan exclusive, so it's like it was pointless. Here's one that I know for a fact no, because I don't know how I felt about this show. There's a show called X and Y.
I don't know what that one is.
Exactly. No one did. So this one is a show about being trapped in a... Wait for it. Fuck. What the fuck? I already forgot what I was going to say. Those fucking rooms that you do like fucking shit with. Fuck. God damn it. I can't believe I can't fucking... I'm stupid. I did one of these things like a long time ago. These things like a while ago. Fuck. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this fucking concept right now. I'm so dumb. It's those fucking rooms, the escape rooms. Damn. Fuck. I don't know why I couldn't think about it. It's an anime about an escape, these two dudes trapped in an escape room. It's in Chinese.
Oh.
It had a very interesting concept, but I was not able to get into this at all. It's 16 episodes. 17-minute episodes. Even the short amount of time, it still was not, I was not feeling it. Like, if anybody wants to give it a shot, go try it out. If you like escape rooms, go check it out. Like, honestly, it might be something you might be down. I like escape rooms, and I thought I was going to enjoy it. Fuck no, it was not for me, man.
No.
It was not for me. No, because they're trying to do like a horror element to it, and it doesn't fit very well with it. I can't really explain it unless you watch at least the first three episodes, and you can kind of guess where I was going with.
Okay.
With that little statement. Spy Family Season 2, fucking phenomenal. It's Spy Family.
Nice.
It's cute, nice. Adorable, it's so good. Frieren is such a great show that I am so mad that this thing is not going to be on the ballot for Anime of the Year.
You think so? Or you don't think so?
No, it's not, because like they only do it up to the end of summer. They don't like for the Crunchyroll Awards, they only do all the way to summer.
Wow.
So all the fall shit is not gonna from this year is not gonna be on it. All the fall stuff from last year will be on it. So we're gonna get like Chainsaw Man and all these other ones. They're gonna be on there. Probably Chainsaw Man's gonna win.
When does Crunchyroll do the awards?
December. Which is in in a couple weeks.
Oh damn. Oh damn.
Yeah. So Free Rent should be on there, but it's not
gonna do a live stream of that.
I wouldn't mind, but the problem with doing live streams with that thing, it's the Crunchyroll Awards is usually in the middle of the week. It's like on a Wednesday and like in the middle of the day. They don't do it like at night. They do it like noon.
Mm.
And they live stream the whole damn thing, and I'm like, fuck.
Or I mean we could just, you know, not get spoiled. Well, easier said than done. But
well, there will be an episode where we're gonna go through the nominee. There's no way we're not gonna do an episode without the nominees. But we're also probably gonna put shit in there that should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's gonna be it's gonna suck, because fall stuff I think should be on there, because you're literally saying which ones are the best animes of the fucking year. You're not including the last 2 months, three months. That's so stupid.
They should update their list, but for me, Free Rin is my new anime of the year.
Free Rin, okay. My Happy Marriage was supposed to be my favorite one for this year, but Free Rin is up there. It's definitely gonna be my number one favorite of this year.
Great.
I was gonna say Oshinoko, but Oshinoko is great. But these new ones that I have not read or not seen anything about, holy shit, they're really good. But Oshinoko is like definitely my number one favorite of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Written in Stone, it's Free Rin. Free Rin's too good. Dude, Goblin Slayer Season 2 is fucking great.
Yeah, I like it.
God so damn, far. It's so good. I miss this show. It's such a terrible, edgy show, but it is a fun show to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still really like it. The 100 Girlfriends Who Really, Really Loved You. Oh my god, that show is so good.
I still haven't seen that one.
The manga is hilarious. If you've not read, it's a comedy fucking just it's making fun of harems. It's such a good show. It's a really good one. If you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. It's funny. It's a comedy. It's meant to be a comedy. It knows what it's doing. It's funny as hell. I love it. God, the manga is so good too. It's just so good. All right, let's see. Is there any other ones that I have been checking out?
Sorry. For me, I forgot to say Deadmon Death Play Part 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I need to start that one.
Oh, I like it. I really like it. Just because it's like, it's a take on Isekai, very different. Yeah. At least the first episode reeled me in.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why I want to watch it is because it's the creator of Durarara, and I love Durarara. So that's why I wanted to check it out.
Oh, that I didn't even know. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sai told me about that. I was like, what the fuck? No way.
Nice.
I was like, damn, I definitely have to check it out because I like that person's work. Mm-hmm. MF Ghost, Initial D, baby. Your beats are back. That's all I got to say. Like, if you're not watching MF Ghost and like Initial D, what the fuck are you doing? I checked out that first episode of that Firefighter one. It's not good.
No?
No.
Okay, I probably won't watch it.
I like how they're like, I like how shonen-y it is when they're like fighting fires and shit like that. But it's just normal people doing normal firefighting shit.
So just watch Fire Force if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to watch action and shit like that, that's fine. But I don't know. This show, I know what it's trying to do. I think the show is actually can be one of those must-sees, but they got to change the way how they're doing that animation style, though.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Tweak it a bit, and I think it'll be better. But storytelling and that thing is not that good. No, it's not good. Okay. I actually kind of wanted it to be good, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, sometimes normal jobs, turning them into, like, extreme shonens, usually are not great sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're that great. So, I mean, some people might find it differently. We'll find out, though. Mm-hmm. Undead Unluck is that one that I need to watch. I know for a fact that that's on there. I need to watch that one because the Anime Academic, who was on one of our more recent episodes, which is about, I think, 2 months ago, he said he's voicing that thing for the dub. So I'm going to watch the whole thing subbed first, because the dub supposedly comes out like right after it's done airing, I believe it is.
Which character is he voicing?
I don't know. I never asked them because I kind of want to figure it out just by listening to it. Because I know his voice pretty well because I've listened to most of his videos too on YouTube. And if you guys haven't checked them out, go check them out. The Anime Academic on YouTube. But he has a very unique voice, a distinct voice. So there's no way you won't be able to hear him if he's actually talking. If he actually is in that anime. Cool. But other than that, though, I mean, I think that's mostly all of the stuff that I've watched. But I need to watch Dr. Stone for sure. That's on my list. I do need to watch Undead Unluck. That's on my list. I've been hearing a lot of amazing about the Apothecary Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I definitely need to watch. But that one is kind of suffering from... I don't know why we're still doing this, but it kind of has Netflix jail. Which I think is weird. But it's not Netflix jail because they're releasing it the week after it's released. The week before it's released on... No. So Crunchyroll's releasing them weekly, but then they're being released on Netflix the week after those episodes are released. So if, like, when episode one's done releasing, they release it a week after episode one.
Weird.
It was weird. Very weird.
Sounds weird.
That sounded so confusing and weird, but no, that's what they're doing. It's stupid. Like, they just don't just drop it all together. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we also had which is part of we're supposed to do Kengan Ashura. Kengan Ashura is I watched that and that was a pretty fun watch. Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention one more thing before I wrap this up. They were supposed to be dropping the first 5 minutes of the Rascal Does Not Dream of a Knapsack Kid of that movie. They were supposed to releasing the first 5 minutes of that online. So I need to go check that one out because I think it comes out in 4 days from now, which I think by the time this episode's released, it should already be out in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of want to watch that because it's Bunny Girl Senpai. I love that series. I love the light novels. The light novels are amazing. This part of the story is fucking awesome. I that's the sister name, Kanare, I think that's what her name was. Like, her little journeys that she's doing, fucking great. Like, holy crap, dude, it is amazing. Just her going back into society from where the story was of hers, or being locked in because she wasn't in her right state of mind, I would kind of say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great. I can't wait to see this thing animated. I really, really want to actually check this out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. Anything else you got, man? Any final words?
Watch your goddamn animes. Hashtag watch your goddamn animes. That's
test. Cool. All right, guys. Hey, don't forget to go check us out go give us 5-star ratings on any platform that you're listening. Comment, go share it. Come join our Discord. We're having lots of fun right now in our Discord. Our next episode is definitely going to be Kengan Ashura this time. Even though I said it last time, we were supposed to be this week, but no. This time it's the following one. It's going to be Kengan Ashura. So don't forget to go check that out. I also have a couple of things that I need to also say in that Kengan Ashura episode too, because I was going to do it in this one because I am a certain type of fan and there was a certain pay-per-view or premium live event that happened that I definitely need to get some words out about what happened. That's but I have to wait until the Kengan Ashura review, which is fine. But those of you who don't know, I am a giant wrestling fan. And Ace here has seen some of the stuff I've been watching. And and man, do you learn a lot by what I've been watching. So yeah. Other than that though, you guys have yourself a nice, wonderful day and peace the fucks out.
Deuces.